US President George W. Bush and his wife hosted a summit on malaria this week at the White House. This largely preventable disease kills an estimated 3,000 children every day and claims almost a million lives a year in Africa. The summit brought together various experts and organisations to discuss and highlight measures of controlling malaria. We spoke to Dr. Larry Zletska, chief of the malaria branch at the Center for Disease Control in the US, who explained to us more about the summit's purpose.
To raise the profile of the problem of malaria and the activities going on to try to control the problem globally and to potentially stimulate private donors to invest along with the US government in the problem of malaria control. The US government has an initiative which is one of several large-scale global funding initiatives to help target the problem of malaria. The President's Malaria Initiative, or PMI as it's called, is a $1.2 billion five-year program, which seeks to achieve very high coverage with proven interventions in 15 target countries in sub-Saharan Africa, and to work with national malaria control programs in those countries, along with other partners, to help fill the gaps that are needed to construct the best possible malaria control program and get these interventions out to the people who need them.